again, my African Beat listeners from across the continent and across the world. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat, on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from across the continent will be knocking on your doors, so relax and let's go on a trip around Africa on disc. Later on today on the show, Cameroonian-born singer Taviel is going to be my guest right here. So I want you to stay relaxed because this guy is just good. We'll be playing music from his album, So Pure and Beautiful. Yes, that's the album we're going to talk about today. But right now, let's start off the ball rolling as we start from Ghana with Samini in My Own. And right after that, Lose Your Face by Raheem the Wizard and Daddy Rhymes of Sierra Leone and Chesa Namimi by The Bless. But My Own is coming up right now by Samini from Ghana.
Letter I, take my heart, baby, carry go. If you leave me, baby, I go die. Let on the sun, this is the kitty kitty. Or camera footage, I know you're risky, risky. This is much less, my sirisiri. Up and what's a minute, no chili chili. Hey, me baby, ni brownie, yeah. Golden tree chocolate, yeah. For two, me dog now would dominate the baby. My own, the time of the chase, and then no money. My own, see my heart, but push it out and they grind for my king. My own, like the air, and they feel I'm for everywhere. My own, see the money, baby, come chop them for me. Oh, the sooner, sooner, see the kitty, kitty. I know you're risky. This is my dress, my risky. Open your eyes, I'm in the chili chili.
Butterfly. Shake it, buddy.
Chasing Me by The Blessed, and right before that, Lucy Face by Raheem the Wizard, and Daddy Rhymes of Sierra Leone, and My Own by Samini of Ghana. The African beat on The Voice of America.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
And now let's take some more messages before we jump into the music. And this one reads, I listen to you doing us good the African way. It reminds me of those good old days when we sit at night in circles listening to African folklores. You are doing us proud. Keep it up, bro. And the sender here is Maikudi Fidiva Daniel. Thank you very much, Maikudi Fidiva Daniel. Okay, that's out there in Nigeria. And this next message says, hi, David. You are making the African beat so interesting. So keep doing what you're doing and keep the beats going around. This is from Andy J. Rika, J.U. Rika Tech from Takum, Taraba State in Nigeria. Well, thank you all for writing, and let's keep those letters flowing in. Well, now it's music time. Let's flow with Onfe Komsa, the sound of Adele Clarice from Cameroon. And right after that, Dance by Askante Fatim of La Guinea. But it's Onfe Komsa right now by Adele Clarice from Cameroon. Let's take these messages now, which says, hello, Mr. David Vandy. You are such a wonder unto many. What a surprise. I am enjoying your African beats, the African Vibration program. Thank you so much for having time to send me an email. Well, this one is coming from Solomon Tesama of Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. Thank you very much, Solomon, for writing back. And you say you love the African beat and you are riding the African beat. Well, that is so great and something good is coming out for you. Another message here says, the big drum only sounds well from afar. Listening to you live all the way from Ghana, Akwapem Mountains. African beats, you do it best. More fire to the beat. And this one is coming from Maxter Mex out there in Ghana from the Akwapem Mountains. Thank you so much and let the music roll.
Shake a bum bum, wine to the flow. Oh yeah, go down, slow down, go down, wine to the flow.
By Askante Fatim of Guinea and Omfe Komsa by Adele Clarice of Cameroon. You are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. When I come back, my guest, Xavier from Cameroon, will be right here with me. So stay tuned and let's enjoy the show together.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And as you know, I'm David Vandy, and my guest today is from Cameroon, and that is Taviel. Welcome to the African Beat, Taviel.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, David.
Yeah, man, I know. Thank you for all those buzzing phone calls. Man, the guy's been buzzing my phone, eh?
Wow, wow.
But thanks for your patience. Thanks for your patience. You know, I know it's been a while. But it's worth it right now, right?
Right.
You are here now.
Yes.
That's
yes,
what
sir.
Matters.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so, by the way, how did you hear about the African beat?
I actually saw it on Facebook, and I was like, wow, maybe I can get in contact. You know, maybe, you know, you might have me in, and then I can.
And you sent me a message, and I responded.
Exactly.
That's it.
That was that quick, you know. I know you're very busy, but you know, a very you know, simple, humble, and I really appreciate the time that you're taking to do this.
All right, okay. You know, today we're here to talk about your album. Mm-hmm. What's the title of your album again?
So Pure and Beautiful.
So Pure and Beautiful. I want it to come from you.
Right.
You know? So Pure and Beautiful. That's the title of the album we're going to talk about. But before we get into that, we want to know a little bit about the man himself. that we're talking to today, and that is Taviel. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Is Taviel your real name?
Taviel is a combination of my real name, which is Rich. It's Taviel Rich. And then the Taviel is an inspiration. God gave me the name, to do what I'm doing, actually. Many people don't know, but it sounds like a Spanish name, Taviel. You know, it's like a Latino. But when you actually look for the actual meaning of the name, Tavi in Hebrew means angel. And El, obviously, God. So it's angel of God. So because I have that message, the message of love, and we'll get to that on my album, that's how I adopted the name.
But, so how long have you been singing?
I was singing, probably 6-7, with my sister back home. It didn't start that great because they had their band, they had their group. I wasn't really involved, but
But when big sister is singing,
exactly,
I was kind of left.
Left behind. I'll tell you the truth, because they were doing the things and I wasn't really part of it. And I was like, I felt bad. I was like, can you guys, have me so I can be? They said, no, you're not doing this. You're not that good. We want to do this. We're going places. You're gonna slow us down. But I said, no, I can do this. So because I felt bad, because I'm in a family, like a music family, right? My mom used to sing, and my sister in Europe, she has a band and, a group, and she teaches keyboard and stuff like that. I was like, okay, it's got to be a family thing. So I cannot be behind. So I said, I got to do this. So I started pushing and I said, give me a chance. And I started praying. I said, God, I want to do this because, this is a family thing. And then, I started, and they had me to sing, because actually they were looking for somebody with a deep voice, a male, because remember, that's a female group. They really wanted somebody, but I had to show myself ready to join the group.
So you can join the group.
I got there, they loved my voice. My voice was kind of deep then, and they were, hey, well, we can have you, but you're going to have to work on it and stuff like that. So we end up, doing stuff, back home, going to Cameroon Cultural Center. We did some stuff there, weddings and all those places, people that were invited.
Well, now you are standing on your own,
so
2 feet.
Now it's Taviel.
And now it's Taviel, just Taviel, the man himself.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what inspired this album?
Wow. Love, This album is all about love. It's all about coming together. We live in a place where, there's a lot of fight, division, and stuff like that. And I was writing those songs, I was like, God, give me something that can help reunify, bring people together. We need to love one another. We need to do this because it's right. It's the right thing to do, to come together, work together. You see, and the world is actually looking for that,
unifying the people,
exactly,
bringing people back together.
Definitely,
you're part of the process.
And I felt like this is urgent. If I can do my part, like they always say, do not ask what the society, whatever, or people are doing for you. What are you actually doing? I say, okay, through music, I can really, bring that voice out there and get
all right. All right. Well, that is awesome. So right now, what we're going to do, we're going to play the first song.
Right.
And the first song, you titled it, Open Your Heart.
Right.
Okay. So we are going to play the song, and after that, we'll talk about it.
Sure.
All right. All right. For those of you who are out there, this is the first song that Taviel is going to perform for us today. And this one is Open Your Heart. So wherever you are, I want you to open your heart and enjoy the song.
Sous-titrage Société Radio-Canada.
Open your heart.
Yep.
You were singing also in French.
Mm-hmm.
You sound bilingual, right?
Right.
How many languages do you speak?
Technically three, English, Spanish, and French. Technically maybe four because, you know, my own vernacular language.
Your own vernacular.
But, yeah.
Okay.
English,
okay.
Spanish, and French.
Oh, wow. Well, while you were singing, you know, I was able to catch Open Your Heart in the
right,
song.
Right.
And all the rest of it you were singing in French. So can you just give us a little bit of understanding of what you were singing there?
Yes, I was referring to my own life. You know, I lived, you know, a life where I did not know about God. You know, I did not know what I needed to do, you know, to live a decent life, to live a life that actually pleases God. And the song talks about wandering, doing all kinds of stuff. But the love of God is there. The love of God is key to bring people back. You know, bring people back home, like the prodigal son.
So open your heart.
Open your heart.
Open your heart to it
says, so I'm, you know, actually, you know, calling out and say people, you know, that's the way to do it.
All right. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. You've heard it from the man himself. How would you call your own genre of music?
Wow. Because I have a lot of genre combined in the album, but I'm more like a contemporary Christian pop artist.
Because you can move, you can move on that stage,
you know,
man.
I wanted to combine that to keep you know our generation involved.
You
and
can move
else.
On that stage. I'm telling you. All right,
right
this is
right.
The African Beat on the Voice of America. My guest today, Taviel, is all the way from Cameroon, based here right now in the United States of America, and he has just released this album, So Pure and Beautiful. We'll be coming to that track later, but now we're going to take our next track that he's going to play for us, and this one is called Refine.
Refine.
Let's talk about this song. Mm-hmm. It's classic.
It is classic. It comes from personal, you know, experience where, you know, you've done some stuff and you really need God to step in. You don't have any other way to either save yourself. We have our own plans, and when those plans fails, you have no way. And if God doesn't intervene, you're done, like they say, you know. So I needed really to see God intervening in my life, because, like they say, you I went astray, and I was like, oh, it's only him that can bring me back. Okay. It's only him that can redeem me and help me get back on track. So the song really, you know, exposed my vulnerability with things. I mean, the place where I've been, and I needed God to help me. Uh-huh. And this is where, you know, the song is very touching. You know, it says, "Refine me." You know, make me whole again.
That is the point.
Make me whole again. Nothing else can do that for you.
Okay, so we're going now, right now, to the song Refine. And this is by our guest today, Taviel from Cameroon.
Your name is Yahweh, Yahweh, Your name is
Beautiful piece.
Right.
Heart touching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I love that. So, is this your first album?
This is my first career? Yeah, this is my first
album. This is your first album?
Yes.
And people that are actually getting this album, what are they saying to you about it?
Where were you? Like, what happened? Like, you just came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
You know, like, where were you? Like, are you a Cameroonian? Because that's what comes first to them, because they hear
and they were thinking Makusa.
They were thinking all kinds of stuff. So they, like, we don't really think you're Cameroonian, because your style, your genre, the way you do, the way you sing is completely different. Mm. And I really wanted to bring that difference, because music is universal. Music is international. So, you know, languages are just, you know, a way of bringing a specific message, but you know, I wanted people to see that complexity and diversity in what I do.
Okay, and now that you are going with this album, you know, you did this song So Pure and Beautiful,
mm-hmm.
which is the album title.
Yes,
So Pure mm-hmm. and Beautiful. Let the audience know, what are you actually talking about? What, tell us how you got to the song.
I'm actually talking about the love of God. The love of God is so pure, it's so alive, it's so thick, that if you just, you know, pay attention, look around, look at the sky, look at, you know, around you, you see the beauty of the love of God. And you know, it's so interesting, because that's actually how I get that inspiration, you know. And I, you know, I have other things that happen in my life where I draw that inspiration, but the love of God, and I actually get it from the book of Songs of Songs. People call it Songs of Solomon. But there you have a picture of, it's a loving relation, you know, between Solomon, some scholar might say between Solomon and God, or Solomon and yeah, or the person that he loves. But right there you see a clean cut of what love is, you know, is revealed clearly, and it's so pure the way they talk about it.
Some can look at it that way. How are you looking at it? This is your song. How are you looking at this song?
I'm looking at it as, like, the love of God is everything that you need. It's everything that people need. You know what I'm saying? Because when you don't have love, you are nothing. All that is
vanity. And that means first of all, you have to love yourself.
You have to love yourself.
You have to love somebody else.
If you love yourself, definitely you transpire by helping other people.
All right. Okay. Now we're going to enjoy this song, and we want to see all those footworks and all. This guy can move. I'm telling you. He can move. And now we're going to get this song, So Pure and Beautiful. Don't go away. This is the African Beat on The Voice of America. And Taviel now takes on the song. We'll be right back.
Your mercy, I can never imagine you could
pure and beautiful. Beautiful music, beautiful movement, beautiful performance there. Man, you know, let me join the people who have been asking you, where have you been?
You know, that's...
You know, what have kept you in the dark for so long? Why is it only now?
I mean, sometimes in life, you want to map out everything. You want to make sure everything is on point. You want to make sure that you are at the perfect level of your voice. Everything that you're going to do is perfect for you to come out. But I realized that, you know, it's never going to happen. You know, it is so important for people to understand that when you have a dream, when you have something within you, just do it. Just go ahead and do it. And, you know, do your best and the rest is blessed, right? So I say, you know what? I need to come out. But it took a lot of people. It took also, you know, my mother-in-law who really believed in me. She said, man, you need to take
lucky
this
you.
Music.
Your mother-in-law believed in you.
She did. She literally. And because of her, I was like, you know what? I have to do it. But what happened is that I was still contemplating, like, you know, I don't really want to do it because I have a family. I have all that. Why will I just go? You know, it's going to be very tough to take care of my family and take up to my business and all that I'm doing. But, you know, something happened where I was like, oh, no, this is, I
got to do this. And you have the support of your family.
Yes, yes, yes. So
who is your greatest fan?
My greatest fan? My greatest fan is...
I'm not putting you on the spot.
I know you're not putting me on the spot. No, it's my wife. She's the one who was behind everything. Like, she actually putting a lot her time, you know what I'm saying, and giving me the ability to go out and do these things, because some
so
people...
So even when you go out and you do this performance, you still have the support of your wife?
I do, because if I don't have it, I can't really function, because if you do something and then the other half is not supportive, you feel like, you know what I'm saying, it's not going to work, because when you go home, it's a different story. But when you have that support, you feel like a Superman. Because
exactly. That is what I'm talking about. When you have, you know, for those of us who are in the arts, I'm an actor, I'm a broadcaster, I've been in this business for a long time.
Right.
And I do every form of arts. I host shows, I MC, you know.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the support of your partner, you better just give everything.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, of course, because it's not gonna last. It's not gonna last. So yeah, that's you know.
And so we want to say a very big thank you to Mrs. Taviel. You know, thank you so much. And
yeah, she's doing a good job.
Because man, that is just it.
Yep.
You need to get the support of them.
I mean, once you have it, you know what I'm saying? It actually pushes you to go
exactly.
And continue doing.
All right, so let's come to this the final track that we're gonna have today, and this track is called "Let's Do It Together."
Mm-hmm.
This is both in Spanish and in English.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about it. Tell us what you're singing in Spanish, because you split my head right now. I cannot tell you.
Right.
Because when I was listening to it, I said, ah. How come? Was it somebody else that was singing?
Mm.
Well, you know, when I continue to listen to that voice, I said, no, this must be Taviel.
Right.
So tell me about this song.
Wow, this song is the song of the time. I mean, it's actually what we're living.
Yes,
living.
It's you know, when you listen to it, it's action-packed. You know,
you know, it's from the technical part of it, but also from the message, you see. Because it talks about the background of the song is people coming. Is I'm only talking about people coming from every like different area. Like I'm coming from Cameroon, people coming from Senegal, people coming from Jamaica, coming for the American dream. They come in here and it's not easy. Sometimes, you know, you go through some struggle and all that. But we're coming here because we're hoping that we can make it here, right? We can have the American dream. The song is like, let's come together, because we all came here with the same reason, right?
Yeah.
Same, you know what I'm saying? And I'm calling on people to say, hey, if we come together, we can make some progress, because your well-being is actually mine. If you're doing good, you know what I'm saying, you're pushing me to do good. And I'm calling, you know, and I'm emphasizing on, you know, we could do it through love. We can do it supporting one another, coming together, you know, and we can talk the same language. Even though we don't speak the same language, but with love, we can display that language, you know, language of love, right? So, and that's the big picture of the song, you know, unity is key.
Man, that is quite a message. You cannot even explain it better than what you've done right now. It's a very special message, the message of love,
yes.
Message of unity. And from all your songs that I have heard, you know, you're preaching the message of love and unity,
yes.
Uniting people, bringing love, you know, which is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so finally, before I let you go, normally I ask my guests this, because now people will be looking up to you, younger folks will be looking up to you as a role model.
Sure.
You know, and they're looking for the good examples in you, you know, from where you've come.
Mm-hmm.
You did not just get up today and became what you are, Staviel.
Mm-hmm.
You crawled and you walked and then you started running.
Yes, sir.
Before you got to this height.
Yes, sir.
And so if they walk up to you now, what advice would you give to them?
Just be yourself. You know, we want to look at people as like model. You want to be inspired by other people. But at the end of the day, you have to be yourself. You have to believe in the dream that God has given you, your God-given potential, because it's unique. That's the thing. It's unique because sometimes we're trying to copy here and here because it's the trend. But you have something unique that can really blow people's mind if you stay the course. So I would say, man, be yourself, you know, and follow your dream. If you work hard, if you're consistent in what you do, you'll make it.
You'll make it. Definitely. You will. Definitely make it. And one more thing. I understand you are a model.
Oh, my.
You don't want me to go there. You don't want me to go there.
Not necessarily, but like, you know, those are scoop, you know. I didn't know you had that, you know. Wow, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, so,
okay.
Yeah.
Because, man, you know, you're looking good out there. Cool, man.
I'm actually the brand ambassador of Connaisseur Paris. Is something that I'm really proud to say, because I've seen him, you know, when he started, and I was there, you know, as a customer supporting, and where he's gone now.
And now you're a brand ambassador,
right? And then that's what we supposed
and so you,
to do.
You get all those beautiful suits and all these things, you just display them out there.
You can go to Connaisseur Paris, you have all that, you know, and it's very important, you know.
All right, well, I want to thank you very much, man, for being part of the show today.
Mm-hmm.
And I am really excited from what I have seen, and I look forward to having you some other time.
Thank you,
you
so
know,
much.
And continue to play your music on the show anytime you've got something new. Don't hesitate to let African Beat have it.
Definitely,
we'll let the world hear about it. And now that we've got your album, definitely we'll play it on. This is your first album.
Right.
And, you know, we want the world to know who Taviel is. We want to be part of that journey.
Sure.
You know, that is what African Beat is all about. We're going to be part of your journey. We're
going to
be part of your journey.
Thank you so
much.
So
once again, I want to thank you, and I hope we meet again some other time.
Sure. I'm looking forward to the next time.
All right. Well, with that, I want to thank you, all our guests and our fans out there, for listening to and watching African Beat on The Voice of America right from Studio 4 here in Washington, D.C. And to my engineers and technicians out there, Carl, Gary, I want to thank you all very much. It's been a pleasure working with you. And to our able wifey, who is our manager, Mrs. Staviel, we want to say thank you for being here today with us. It's such a pleasure having you. All right. And with that, we're going to leave you now with this track. It's a dancing beat, man. You can't afford to sit down. I want you all to jump up and dance around, because this is the African Beat. And so let's do it together. That's the title of the track. And that is what I'm going to leave you with. Till then, I'm David Vanney here in Washington. And on behalf of my guest, Staviel, let's do it together.
Bailar conmigo, la libertad con todo, porque tu bienestar es lo que importa. Mi amigo,
cantaré,
mi vida es tu vida, si se puede, si se puede. Come on, let's do it together. Cantaré,
bitch. We bled for blood diamonds. Yeah, we bled often. Sacrifice and offering. Life can get cold like you live in Boston. But if we come together, keep it running, then maybe one day we can make some progress, ayy. Maybe one day we make some progress. So before we roll the dice, better be cautious, ayy. Better be cautious. Now look at us, we flossing. I don't wanna see my brother in the coffin. We need less hate, more loving.
Cantaré,
yeah, yeah,
cantaré,
yeah, yeah.
Vivirás, tu vida, si se puede.